welcome back to another episode with the Uninformed Gamers. I am one of your hosts, Chameleon Chris, and it is good to be back. I have with me my other co-host from another mother, Mason of Rad Dreams Review. What is up, my brother?
Yo, what is up, Chris? It is good to be here. It is always a fantastic time being on the Uninformed Gamers podcast. Unfortunately, we are missing a member today in Darkness Tiger. He is in the Great White North, and by what I mean by that is Canada, Montreal specifically. So he will not be joining us. He is enjoying some well-needed R&R.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But with that out of the way, what have you been up to in terms of gaming?
Yeah. So I beat Melania.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Quite the achievement.
I went on hiatus from Elden Ring, and mm-hmm. I was sitting there. I was like, you know what? I want to get back into this.
Hell yeah.
We got back into it. Melania whooped my ass for about 2 hours.
Yep, I was that like, sounds you know. About right.
I was like, you know, I don't think my build is meant for her. So I respect. I upgraded a different weapon, and mm-hmm. I slaughtered her.
Oh, really? Nice. What? Yeah. What was your strategy?
So, all right. So my original loadout was dual colossal hammers and the second heaviest, tankiest armor in the game was what my loadout was. And I still was like, because of my high endurance, I was still considered on a medium load, but like, I just swung so slow. Like I was staggering her on every hit.
Yeah.
But I swung so slow. Sometimes she would get that stupid combo off on me and then I just die because I can't react to get out of it. So I was like, you know what? Fine. You beat this build. So let me go and respec. So I figured out how to do that. I respec'd and I did a blood claw build.
Yeah.
I went and got a mimic tier because I didn't have him. So it was so weird. I opened the room for the mimic tier.
Yeah, but you did never not got
grab
it.
Him.
Oh.
I killed the dude that was standing there, and I must not have realized that he was a that there was a chest in front of him. I don't know what happened. It might have been really late when I was playing. But yeah, so I went in, I grabbed the mimic tier, upgraded that fully, upgraded the bloodhound. Claws. I got three those spells to like enhance me. So it was like one that I take reduced damage,
mm-hmm.
One where my blood damage does more damage, and then a fire spell. So I enhance myself with some fire. And I slaughtered her with my mimic tier.
Hell yeah.
Me and my mimic tier laid some hands on that woman.
Yeah, you've kind of got to use the mimic tier for sure.
Yeah. So I had this other one. It was like I forget how you say the name. It's like Lithel. It's like this one with this big shield, and she like teleports, and she has a spear. And she helped me through so many. I was like, she seems pretty strong. And I was looking at it and she's like, she's one of the S tier like summons, but the mimic mm-hmm. here to help apply bleed was what was the difference maker there in that fight.
Really?
Yeah, the mimic tier was applying bleed with me. And I was busted.
Yeah, and it stacks.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God.
Which is insane. Stupid. Which is why they nerfed it. They nerfed bleeding in Elden Ring, from what I understand.
Oh, I bet.
Because like people were just like decimating people.
Oh yeah.
Like I was that guy, and I did the dual katanas, the Rivers of Blood or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, my buddy does that build. Yep.
And you know, it's popular and it's easy. So is it cheap that that's how I beat her? Maybe. But hey, I beat her. So you can't take that away from me.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's awesome. But yeah, that's my highlight of my gaming. What about you, dude?
Oh yeah, that's what's up. I've been playing more Pokemon Infinite Fusion. Started a series on my Twitch channel for that. Trying to play it as much as possible these couple of days here to try to get as many subscriptions as I can. So feel free to tune into those streams at Red_Dreams on Twitch. Haha, shameless plug.
Completely.
But that's been a lot of fun. It's a really nice game. Been doing a Nuzlocke with it. So, you know, the rules, you know, if your Pokemon dies, they die for good. And that's about it.
Nice. That's awesome, dude.
And then more Street Fighter Duel. And I think that's it really in terms of gaming, other than like, you know, card gaming, like, you know, yeah. Digimon here and there. The new set's coming out soon, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome, dude.
Should be out next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, that's about it, other than, you know, going out of town for Easter.
Yeah. Absolutely, dude. Well, that's awesome. Let's go ahead and let's start talking about some topics here.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
So Xbox is in the news in a not great fashion. So Xbox has a first party game coming up. It's called Redfall. I believe it releases in about 3 weeks. They announced some of the performance for the game, depending on what device you're on. So PC and Xbox, of course. So it looks like that the Xbox version will not have the 60 FPS version on launch. That it's going to come at a later.
Really? Date. Okay.
Yes.
Did they say like why?
They did not say specifics. That they just said that they just literally says 60 FPS performance mode will be added via game update at a later date.
I gotcha.
So the issue with this is they had basically the target for all Xbox games, especially first party, is 60 FPS. That is what Microsoft basically promised with these new Series X and S consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And when a first party game is coming out and then it doesn't live up to that expectation that you have, that you set of it, then like you're basically telling your consumers, hey, we have the most powerful console in the market, but somehow, some way we can't utilize it. And it's, I have seen absolute like fire on Twitter about it. The Xbox community is pissed.
Oh, I bet.
They are not happy.
That kind of reminds me, not to interrupt or go off topic, but it does remind me of Baldur's Gate 3, because that game is on track to release on the correct release date for PC. However, it is not being released for Xbox yet because they're having problems with how multiplayer works with the console.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because, like, I actually want to buy the game for the Xbox Series X because I would love to play it, like, on console rather than invest in a heavy-duty PC at the moment. That can handle it. Like, eventually I'll get there in terms of buying myself a home PC that's, you know, the premium holy shit package, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah. So true. Like, right now it's just so expensive to get into PC gaming. Like,
it is.
I've had my PC for years and I make updates when I can. Mm-hmm. But it's just like the barrier to entry is high.
It is very high. Especially
it's not worth it.
Yeah, especially like with Baldur's Gate itself, because that game requires so much in terms of like performance.
Oh yeah. There's like Baldur's Gate has very, I would say they're like top level, like realistic graphics. And it has so much going on in the beautifully sculptured environment. And it's so like resource heavy and dependent. Mm-hmm. That it's going to be like, you're going to need a decent machine to run it at a,
oh yeah, 100%.
Like to make it palatable, like, because otherwise you're gonna have to run it on low and it's like shit, and that's not how you want to like experience
it. Yeah, so funny story about that. When the beta came out, in order to play the game, I was so excited. My computer could not handle it, like, whatsoever. Right? Dude, I had to play that MFR on the lowest potato settings possible.
and now you're like, well, the gameplay was cool, but like I couldn't really see much visually because it's all blurry as shit.
Yeah, like the game itself was fun, but I'm just like, oh man, if I'm able to play this on like max settings, woo-wee.
Right.
But
what the Xbox gives you the potential to do at like such a cheaper to entry like price.
But yeah, back to Redfall. Sorry to get off topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's just one of those things that like the Xbox community feels like that redhead stepchild when the console community feels like the ugly like redhead stepchild, because like PC's gonna have 60 FPS on release. And I know why that is because they obviously build the game on the PC and it's easier to do that. But like, it just sucks. Like you, Microsoft, you have to like make sure that both bases are getting like everything at the same time. Like if it would be one thing, if the entire game, like for both like PC and Xbox, it was all 30 FPS. I would be more understanding there. I would have real questions as to why that would be. But if both parties are experiencing the same level of performance, that's more okay. But that's not the case. Just a little bit of bad news there on Xbox front.
Yeah, it is bad news, but they'll rebound.
Absolutely. So there was actually a little bit of good news that popped up. Now, those of you that don't know, there is a subscription called Ubisoft
Plus. Yes, I did see that today. That looks actually kind of exciting.
Yes. So Ubisoft Plus includes all, like, I want to say it's majority or all of Ubisoft's, like, games, which there's hundreds of games in that catalog. Let's see. There are 10 different Assassin's Creed games included. Ultimate Edition of Valhalla, Far Cry, and among other games like Rainbow Six Siege, For Honor. Even some hits like South Park Sticks of Truth.
I still need to play that game. I hear it's amazing and it's hilarious.
That game is freaking awesome. The first
I know. And the
second. I loved every second.
I need to play it.
It's cheap too. I played it on Steam because there was like a Steam sale and I got it for like, I don't know, like $5 for the first one. Second one I'm sure is not. First and second one should be still like relatively good on price. They've been out for years now. Regardless, it looks like this Ubisoft Plus has started to pop up on Microsoft's like rewards like screen on like, I think it's on the Xbox app. And so like we're gonna potentially see that release soon. Now the only thing to note about this is it will more than likely not be included in Game Pass. It will be a separate subscription. We won't know 100% for sure until it does come out, but if it does get included, I would assume it would go into the ultimate tier, like EA Play is in that as well. And it would be freaking awesome if it dropped into that tier. But I have a feeling that the only way we're going to get this in Game Pass is if there's another tier up that's like, I don't know, $3 to $5 more, and then we have that access to that. Then I can see it working. Because it's like on PC, that subscription is 15 And I'm not saying it's not worth it. Like, there's some really good like games in there, but it's still, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit of good news just to see this on the horizon.
For sure.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, PlayStation.
Yes, we are going to go back to PlayStation. I have a bone to pick with PlayStation, honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Because why the hell did they remove Spider-Man from PlayStation Plus? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, May 15th it is leaving PlayStation Plus. No, I have no idea why, because it's like it's your own first party game. It's your like service. So you're basically telling me, hey, if a first party exclusive drops in this service, you better play it that month or something, because who knows when I'll take it out. Like, that's pretty freaking annoying, to be honest. Like, it's like seeing what PlayStation Plus is compared to Game Pass, it's just not even close. Like, literally, Microsoft titles are there day one. PlayStations aren't. Microsoft titles stay there. PlayStations, I guess, won't. it's like, what?
Yeah, I will never understand, like, PlayStation's rationale when it comes to, like, the games that they decide to, like, put on PlayStation Plus, as well as the games they decide to, like, take away from PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, you and me both, dude.
Like, I have no clue. So, I do currently pay for PlayStation Plus in addition to Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, there's so much more value with Game Pass than there is with Plus. Like, honestly, I don't know why I keep my PlayStation Plus account. I really don't.
That's fair.
Like, I'm like, should I, like, just cancel it? Because I'm not really utilizing it.
Right. And that's the question you gotta, like answer, to be honest, because, like, what the hell? Like, it would be one thing. Like, I would be even okay. I would be more okay than whatever they're doing currently if their first party game released in their subscription after, say, like 30 days or something. Mm-hmm. You want to get the initial sales out of the way so that you pull in a ton of profit from that. Then you get your subscriber. Your subscribers will come in troves after that. That even would be more okay. But it has to stay in there. It 100% has to stay in there after that, whatever that point is. Like, what? Like, first off, I don't know if this was in there on launch. Plus, I don't know how long it's been in there. But the fact that it's just being removed is absolutely bonkers to me.
Yeah, because, like Spider-Man is one of their more successful games.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's older now. Like, this is the first one. Yeah,
it is.
Like, I beat it just last year, and it had been out for a few years. So, like, what the hell? I don't understand. Sony does some weird stuff to me.
Yeah, they do.
I respect them because they're the console leader, what do you call it? Current gen console leader, but like, come on, man. Come on. Throw your consumers a bone, bro.
Exactly. Like, please and thank you.
Why don't you take this next one, bro?
Yeah. In better news.
Yeah.
So let me start off by saying currently, I want to say the world, if not at least the internet, is obsessed with peaches. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So first things first, Jack Black, who plays Bowser in the Super Mario Brothers movie, released the full version of his Princess Peach love song in the form of a music video Have you seen this?
I have not seen this. Oh, God, dude.
You need to watch the music video. I haven't seen the movie, but the music video is just straight gold. It's about like maybe 3 minutes long, a minute and a half of which is like the actual music video, and then the rest is like kind of like behind the scenes stuff. And it is just a fantastic video. The music, like, Jack Black goes fucking hard.
I actually love Jack Black's music. Tenacious D is
Tenacious D, like, they do great.
They're so good.
And it's so funny to me in a way because, like, he goes balls to the wall, just like no holds bar for a kid's movie. And it's just like, Jack, calm down. But Jack's just like, nah, man, I'm going in.
Dude, his voice acting with Bowser is so good.
it's great.
Oh, honestly, man. He was like literally the perfect cast for that possible.
Yeah, I really, 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 really want to see the movie.
Yeah, yeah, me too, dude. Like we were talking about before the podcast, like, I'm definitely gonna see it when it comes out, like, mm-hmm. like to like digital or to like CD, they'll be able to DVD or Blu-ray, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably buy it because it's just like one of those things that it doesn't happen very often.
But anyway, but the reason why I bring that up is because the Super Mario Brothers movie is now the highest grossing animated film, which is absolutely bonkers insane.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. Like, we all knew that Mario is the most easily recognizable.
Oh, 100%.
Character, like, even if you don't game, you know who Mario is. It's mm-hmm. it's just, it is what it is. He is the poster child of gaming. That's what he is. Nintendo has the literal poster child. And that's why the Switch sells so well.
Yep.
And seeing him on the big screen, people are going to come in troves, dude. And mm-hmm. they did. So, like, I am surprised, but not surprised, you know, at the same mm-hmm. time. Just to hear the numbers is surprising. It's like, holy shit.
And then, like, they also added the Super Mario Brothers theme to the National Recording Registry, which is for Congress, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And this is the very first video game track to be entered in that, which is so historic and just absolutely awesome, and it's just well deserved. It really
absolutely
is. Like,
absolutely.
Would you say that Mario is like the most iconic video game character?
I would say so. Yeah,
I'm like right up there too with in terms of like a character / mascot who is like easily identifiable and iconic and just a trendsetter, like between like him, Pikachu.
Yep. same exact thought. Pikachu is the other one. And guess who owns them both?
Yeah, Nintendo.
I can't even think of anyone that comes close to those two, like, to be honest with you. There's quite a fall off.
Yeah. But those are the ones that stick out to me.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, man. That's awesome.
But yeah, so good for Mario. Good for Nintendo. Yeah,
absolutely. And the composer, mm-hmm. Koji Kondo.
Yes. Congrats. Yes. Legend. Congrats. Absolute legend.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit of bad news here.
Yes.
Nintendo, as we all know, is the most... they are the most aggressive company, in my opinion, when it comes to their IP.
Mm-hmm.
So you got wind of this crackdown that they're doing.
Yes. Yes, I did. I don't know. Have you heard of this content creator known as Point Crow?
I have not.
All right. What about Small Ant? All right. Well, these guys are like popular, like streamers and like mm-hmm. YouTubers and stuff like that. But Point Crow is the one that I will be focusing on because a while ago he created a quote unquote like bounty for a like modder to mod, you know, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild to do like multiplayer, right? And he offered like $10,000 for the bounty for whomever was able to do it first. Somebody did. I don't know if he paid the bounty, but that's irrelevant because the mod itself has been out for quite some time. Like, I want to say damn near like a year, maybe more.
Yeah, yeah.
And Nintendo somehow caught wind of it.
Of course they did.
And they issued a cease and desist to Point Crow, and they also copyright striked his YouTube content that included this multiplayer mod. So now he doesn't receive like any money for that.
That's annoying, dude.
Like, even though it falls under fair use.
Right. And if I were him, I might be tempted to seek a legal battle about that. Like it's a gray area for me.
Yeah.
Like,
and what's difficult is because Nintendo is a foreign company based out of Japan. Yes, they have a North American office, but that's not where they are headquartered. So, you know, both their copyright laws and how they deem like fair use differs in Japan and the United States.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully some good comes out of it. Hopefully he gets his videos back and monetized. I wish him well. And the community is, you know, outraged by this because it's just like, it's basically free advertisement for Nintendo too.
Without a doubt.
So
it just sucks. Like Nintendo is like the overlord. Like, and it's like, you want to love the company, but then they do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
They cease and desisted that one guy with all the Nintendo Music channel.
Oh, like, and then they did one for this guy that did a video on the history of this like unreleased Zelda game, and he actually won.
His, oh, good.
Yes, he won his thing, so yeah. I'm very happy about that. Yeah, apparently they were supposed to release this like Zelda game many moons ago, but never did. And this guy did like a history thing on it. That was it. Like he didn't use any existing thing or anything. He just was like, hey, here's the history. And Nintendo's just like, nah, fam.
Yeah, dude. I swear to God, like I'm thinking, you know that meme of that or a gif of that one guy sitting next to the tree, like licking his lips and like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Nintendo,
bro. Yeah, where he's like rubbing his hands and he's wearing that yellow suit or whatever.
Yeah. That is Nintendo. Anytime they hear their fucking stuff's being used, they're like, we're about to sue them and get ours. Like, come on, man, leave them alone. Leave them alone, Nintendo.
Exactly. I'm with you. I am with you. And then our
Last time,
speaking of Nintendo even more, a bit of a weird story, honestly. So there was a leak of the Tears of the Kingdom console that was released to the internet. I believe it was Reddit that it was released to, if I'm not mistaken. Of course.
Yeah.
But anywho, turns out this guy worked for GameStop, and what he did is he took a photo of the limited edition like console that's coming out for the sequel to Breath of the Wild called Tears of the Kingdom, released it to Reddit, and after investigation, he was subsequently fired from GameStop. And from what I understand, Nintendo is trying to sue this guy now.
Wild. Absolutely.
For doing it.
Now, I don't like leaks when they're like very like I don't personally like leaks. I would prefer the company to be able to tell the thing when they want. But like like, come on, man. It's just like it's a dude that probably is making $7 an hour.
Oh yeah, I mean, he works for GameStop, so he's, you know, not making a whole lot of money.
Exactly. Like,
and you know, he did it because he's a fan of the franchise. He loves Nintendo, and he was hype. So he was just like, "Hey guys, look.
Yep, we got him.
Here's the thing.
Yep."
And people got excited, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm totally gonna get this." So again, free advertisement.
Yep.
So it's just like, why are you getting mad at this guy?
Yeah, and to take it a step further and just like try and sue him, like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's
so stupid.
There isn't confirmation on that yet, but that's like the current like rumor. Okay. So it hasn't been verified that Nintendo is seeking legal action. It's just that's the current like rumor.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Okay.
We'll see what happens with that. I don't think they'll seek any sort of legal action because it might be a waste of time.
Yeah, I think so. Without a doubt. Yeah. Well, I think that's all of our topics, dude.
Yeah. So today was a bit of a short episode today. Because we both have prior obligations to take care of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was a slow news week anyway. Yes. So there wasn't really much to talk about.
Yes,
but we wanted to get on here and talk to you guys. But go ahead and give your sign off, Mason.
Yeah, I've been Rad Dreams or Rad underscore from Rad Dreams Reviews. Ooh, that was scuffed. Rad underscore Dreams on Twitch and Rad Dreams Review on YouTube. Feel free to check me out.
Nice. And I am Chameleon or Chris. You can find me on Twitter at Chameleon Games, KAMELION Games, all together. You can find our Twitter page at the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. And then we also have a TikTok page that Darkness Tiger or Devin manages.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks for coming and listening to us, guys. We will talk to you guys next week. It's always a pleasure. Later.
Bye.